Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Here with legendary broadcaster Jim Treffdog Treffney, who had been in radio for a million years and then went off and did something in TV in Mingo Junction, but now back in radio having a great time. We're talking about artificial intelligence, AI, and how it can improve the pirates, pretty much replacing billionaire Bob, Willing's bungling billionaire. Hashtag nutting sucks. Also talking about how you're laughing. It's a great hashtag.
I know.
It's a wonderful hashtag. It's one of the best hashtags I've ever hashtagged. Yep. In any event.
I like hash browns myself.
What the hell has happened to TV? It's now get closer to the mic if you
all
would,
right,
please.
All right.
And I'll tell you why, Jim. Because now 7 and 9, they're both dying platforms. A lot of people don't even listen or watch anymore. But here's the thing. They don't even pretend that it's news anymore. 9 is saying it's content. It's the content center. And we're going to be giving connecting people with content everywhere. And I'm thinking, well, the internet already does that. Who needs you? And both 9 and 7, this is the thing that makes me nuts. In their newscasts, and it was the new newscast for 9. I think they're still doing it. I don't know. And certainly for 7 this in the mornings. In the middle of their newscasts, they put in essentially Home Shopping Channel, QVC. They have a whole segment. Each one of them in the newscasts. The 7 one, it's the sales manager woman who announces it in the middle of the newscast. I mean, my God, people.
My wife is a ravenous...
Gloria.
Regis is dead. I wish he was still here. Whoever is on with Kelly in the morning at 9 o'clock, her husband, Mark Consuelos.
Yeah.
And there is a segment on those shows where they are pitching product. The other one she likes.
That's not the news.
I know.
Local news.
The other one she likes
The
other one she likes is when Jenna Bush does the fourth hour of the Today Show, when her and Hoda Kotb were on. She enjoyed that kind of a show. And again, 5-minute segment. They're schlepping stuff, and I'm going...
What has happened to TV?
It's terrible. It's revenue. It's revenue. When I started...
They're selling their souls.
When I...
I look like I have some values and some standards on radio compared to TV, and we both know I have none.
When I started at 9, 30 years ago, and it was an incredible run, great people up there.
They were.
You were talking to Manny earlier.
7 was good, too.
In the Jennings, in the Mark Davis era, and all, and John Michael Dominic Bryan era, 7 was a monster.
Yeah.
But when I got to 9, it was head to head, and TV was just huge. Local news was everything.
Yeah, it was relevant back then.
You had Eric Miner, you had Jim Forbes, you had Sherry McCutcheon.
Kelly Alexia.
You had all of these great people.
Yep.
And I even look up to today. The one lady a few years ago that I really miss on the air that really seemed to connect with people at 9 was Jessica Haberle. I first met her at, excuse me, we were assigned to do every election cycle. All the sales reps would go to the individual county to help the news people out, and we would gather the results and text it back up to the station. Both 7 and 9 did it, so you'd see it on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
So I had Marshall County that night. This was Jessica's first week, and she was assigned Marshall County. We hit it off right off the bat. Incredible, incredible talent. During COVID, what she did, her reporting skills when she was at home, feeding stories back to the station. Incredible. Not even in this market, but everywhere. When we go to vacation in Myrtle Beach, we watch 13, 15, or 10.
Yeah.
I just see the same, nothing. They're not.
They're children.
I don't see passion.
And they don't have any sense of journalism at all. It's just like handing a child a microphone saying, the coming trend, which I talked about, and I think you and I talked about it, they're going to be eliminating anchors very soon.
Oh, that's going on already. Yeah. You look up artificial intelligence newscasters.
Yeah.
And I think it's going on like in, was it India? I think I saw some videos on it. But the one.
But I thought in Cincinnati they're getting rid of them too, right?
Oh, well that's another one. Channel 9 in Cincinnati, WCPO.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do it, but they do a playlist newscast at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, they let go about, I think it was two or three anchors. But they took that money and hired 5, 6, or 7 startup reporters.
Sure.
Again, hunting down children. More content.
Yeah.
Okay. And the 4 o'clock was just nothing but a playlist. There would be bumpers playing before school.
You don't need news anchors when you go to the websites of these TV stations anymore. You don't need them.
Right.
You don't need news anchors on Twitter or Facebook. Yeah. Who needs them anymore? It's like we're watching a dinosaur die.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad.
It is.
What I was starting to say, back then when I started at 9 in 92, and again, incredible place, incredible operation, great people up there. I still communicate with, I'm friends with a lot of the former sales reps and that kind of thing. We stay in touch.
Yeah.
Local revenue, we had so much, and same here in radio. These radio stations were everywhere in the market, just billing great, at very high rates.
Sure.
We were, back in the day, if you wanted to advertise in the show it was like $2,000 a commercial.
Local.
Just to be an ER, locally on Channel 9.
And now they would pretty much give it away for most of the shows.
But the shows, the content at night, the Frasers, the Cheers, the Seinfelds.
Yeah, it's all gone.
The shows.
It's all gone. The newscasts especially are terrible, though. The local newscasts are unbelievably bad.
I see the same thing everywhere. And the one thing I wonder about, when I was starting out in the 70s, we lived and breathed and screamed radio or sales or whatever.
Now they don't care.
Are people more content with content on their phones, and do they just not dive in and really grab and live?
No, it's because it hasn't been presented properly. If you don't have a really good product, then your iPhone is going to be fine. But if you don't have a good product, I mean, there's nothing to watch on TV. Yeah. It's crap. And 7 is crap and 9 is crap, and everybody knows it.
It just, I just don't know. I remember years ago.
Yeah.
This is in Steubenville. You had two candidates running for mayor. I forget the other guy's name. I forget his name. But the guy he was running against was Bill Crabb. And I don't know if you remember history of Steubenville. Bill Crabb was the mayor of Steubenville. He was like Boss Hogg. I would compare him to Boss Hogg. He was a good old boy.
Okay.
And the other guy was a young upstart. Okay, Bill Crabb had signs everywhere, all over town, everywhere. And this other guy, he was a little behind. He was really good, really, really bringing out good points, what need to be done in Steubenville. But one night, he sent one of his people out, and he started stealing Bill Crabb signs.
Oh.
But 9 and 7 both were all over it, and they really dug into that story.
Well, they don't break any stories anymore.
Yeah, I don't. I'd like to know more. I'd like to know more about the Market Street Bridge. Okay, is all the funding lined up? And,
I want something sexier than that. I want much juicier, sexier stories than that.
I see the stories, and they're standing by the bridge.
Oh, it's terrible.
But I'm not. Okay, what is the timeline?
Oh, have you noticed how much longer the stories are now? They're just filling up airtime. They could have their stories could be half as long as they are. Tell me the same crap, but they keep making the stories longer and longer just to fill up airtime. That's all this is. When will the advertisers catch on?
Well, look at any TV station and look at some of the commercials that you see.
Yeah.
You're seeing all the Prevagen stuff.
You're
seeing all these national things. You go back 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you're seeing local car dealers, local furniture stores. You're seeing
well
same
done
thing
commercials
with radio.
Too. Well
same
done
thing with radio.
Yeah.
Same both, The same thing here. When Cody, when the current owner bought these radio stations,
Mr. Deep Pockets,
these things were running nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
it was pathetic.
Except when Johnny was on, you know, he was it.
But now with all my commercials, I mean, it's unbelievable.
All five of our stations are screaming.
Dimitri this, Dimitri that. We're almost out of time, Jim. I always give my guest the last word. You've got about a minute or so to say pretty much anything you want because you're my guest. I always give my guest the last word. You know
the last word?
It's just, and you can say anything you want, but no cursing because, you know, the FCC.
I don't curse.
Let's talk about Evan.
Last night when we left the bases stranded twice, and we were only ahead by one run. Well, I said Farfignugan, but
clean it up here. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
it's all good.
I'm giving my guest the last word. A legendary broadcaster, Jim Trefdog Trefney. My microphone is yours.
No matter where you see advertising messages on our stations or the other media in the market, local people, please support these clients. Local is what drives our radio station, and artificial intelligence, one thing I learned when I first saw, I wanted to be a disc jockey all my life. When I saw the first broadcast automation system in Parkersburg, I said to myself, run, don't walk to the sales department. Embrace, no matter what your career, whatever you're doing, embrace an artificial intelligence. It can be your friend, but always stay ahead of the curve. Don't just sit on your arse, as George Kellis would say, and expect yourself to improve without you improving yourself.
And if people want more information regarding from Trefdog, how do they get in touch with Trefdog?
You can call me at 740-632-5803.
Once again, that number is?
740-632-5803.
And you're also on Facebook?
Yeah.
Jim Trefney.
Jim
Trefney.
There you go.
All right. And you're looking for top quality people, salespeople. You are looking for great advertisers.
We're always
and
just listeners. Keep listening.
The growth here is unbelievable.
Oh, incredible.
Did they announce the new stations yet? I don't think they announced the new stations yet.
I don't know if Cody wants it. Well, it was
broke. Oh, we better not say anything then about the new
stations.
We're
just waiting for the FCC to approve it.
We're just dominating everything, the whole valley. We're going to own the whole thing. Okay, Jim Trefney, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir. Anyway, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Thursdays and Fridays, you can hear the encore presentation on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290s, 301430. And also go to Facebook Live and share the video. Great.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I
1290 WLYV AM, Bel Air Wheeling. 100.1 FM, W261 DH. 1430 WEIR AM, Weirton Steubenville. 100.9 FM, W265 ED. River Talk, a River Network station.